Just because you're walking around in a physical body that has dirty feet, gets hungry, and demands movement, doesn't mean that you don't have other bodies. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they don't exist. For instance, you get angry, you get happy or sad. That's your emotional body working you. It doesn't look like your physical body. Matter of fact, it doesn't look at all, but it can feel instantly without permission. Wham! Tears before you can grab your hanky. And again, you think and you imagine and you daydream. And it's your mental body working overtime, still invisible, but very energetic. Always running, rerunning, planning, scheming, wondering, but never stopping. It can be quite irritating late at night, causing toss and turn disorder. Then there's the energetic light body, the most amazing one you have. It's the one that channels the life force into you, allowing all your other bodies to get into the action, to think, to feel, to sense the environment, to survive. You can see this body if you practice and look close. It glows in the dark. Just because your physical body stops working, all your other bodies don't stop. According to the divine plan, they continue happily on their way, sustained by the light body. They will slowly fade, but everything that's gleaned from living a life in them, like lessons, teachings, experiences, and personality growth, with all their intricate deviations and attitudes, will remain long enough to condense a lifetime of learning into wisdom for spirit to bring forward into your next life. Exactly like it did the last time you had a physical body. Just because you don't remember past lifetimes doesn't mean you didn't have any.